This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Every day in America, about 10,000 baby boomers turn 65. And among those 65 and older, one in five don't drive for health or economic reasons. This is an obvious challenge in a country so dependent on the car, from shopping for food to socializing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The National Association of Area Agencies on Aging recently surveyed older adults, and CEO Sandy Markwood says
72% responded that getting transportation to medical appointments was the highest need that they had.
You can see that need by looking at the daily pattern of Uber and Lyft rides, says Harvard Business School professor Joe Fuller.
There are a lot of people who want to be taken to the airport in the morning. 10 a.m., there are a lot of people being taken to medical appointments.
But a lot of seniors can't afford ride-sharing services or taxis, so many rely on family members. Fuller recently studied how the aging population is placing economic burdens on caregivers.
People of the preceding generation are moving from care providers to care recipients.
Meaning a lot more people to care for. Across the country, there's a patchwork of programs to help seniors get to doctor's appointments, pharmacies, and grocery stores. In Portland, Oregon, there's a free taxpayer-funded service called Ride Connection. Van driver Michael Shepard meets me in the parking lot on a recent weekday morning.
Finish my free trip here on this vehicle and we'll be on our way.
First stop, the Salvation Army Women's Shelter to pick up 70-year-old Virginia Palmer and her sweater-clad schnauzer named...
Lord Oriel. Yeah.
You're going to the dentist today, huh? We got a full van this morning.
Next stop is for Michael Jarding. He's 63 and suffered a stroke several years ago. Jarding hasn't driven in years and says even getting to a bus stop is hard.
I don't have the strength to walk that far anymore, and taxis are just too expensive because I'm living on a fixed income.
Driver Michael Shepard also does a weekly van trip to Costco and department store Fred Meyer. And he says the value to seniors goes way beyond saving $20 they'd otherwise have to spend on a cab.
I picked up a lady the other day and she said, yeah, this is the first time I've been out of the house in a couple of weeks, you know. And I think that's even more of a help than the ride itself.
As the population ages, transportation challenges will grow. More than 600,000 people age 70 and older stop driving every year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.